朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
今年教会的主题与主同行。
The theme of this year is walking with the Lord.
不只是表达我们个人，也表达我们教会的心愿。
Not only does that express a desire for us individually, but also as a church.
我们盼望每一个个人因着这样一个主题提醒我们，在我们所经过的日常生活的道路上，能够荣耀主。
And so with such a theme, may remind each of us in our own individual daily walk that each thing should be that which glorifies the Lord.
不只是我们个人，我们也盼望着一个教会真是能够走在主的心意当中。
But may that not only be our desire individually, but that as a church we would walk after the will of God.
但是我们不能不承认一个事实。
But at the same time, we cannot omit one thing.
很多时候我们心里面愿意与主同行，但是事实上我们没有这样的一个力量来走上主的道路。
And many times in our own hearts, there's a desire to walk with the Lord, but yet in reality, we seem to fall short.
可能有的时候我们心里面根本就不愿意走在主的道路上。
Or perhaps it's a time where even individually within our own hearts, there's not a desire to walk with the Lord.
我相信这不只是一些弟兄姊妹的一些经历，也常常是我们这些服侍主的人心里面的一个很大的一个隐藏的一个痛苦。
I'm sure that this is not only one of your own heart's desire or the struggle, but it becomes a very painful struggle for even those of us that are in full-time ministry.
感谢主，当我们看见路加福音二十四章刚才我们所同心所读的这一段圣经里面。
And yet we praise the Lord in the passage that we read from the Gospel of Luke.
我们看见两个耶稣基督的门徒。
We saw two disciples of Jesus.
他们离开了他们见证的岗位。
They left their area and their sphere of testimony.
他们离开了他们应当为主做见证的那个立场。
And they left a sphere and an area that they were to be as a testimony for the Lord.
那个时候他们所走的道路是与主的心意刚好是背道而驰。
And we see that the road that they walked was seemingly and diametrically opposed to the Lord's will.
我非常谢谢孙弟兄刚才在读经了以后一个简单的一些分享。
I really appreciate Windsor's short summary and reminder to us.
在刚才他所分享里面，让我们看见这两个门徒他们带着愁容。
And he reminded us that these disciples, as they went, carried grief upon their face.
不管信仰的这些理论的基础是什么样
，It was irrelevant of the foundation of the truth and the arguments.
不管你的信仰的内涵是怎么样
，It did not mean anything of the context.
但是我们发现很多时候我们没有办法克制我们自己，我们一些表现就从我们的外表表现出来。
And seemingly, it's almost impossible for us to be at times to unable but to express feelings of grief.
你跟这两个人说你们要与主同行。
You tell these two people that you are to walk with the Lord.
他们自顾不暇，哪里还可以与主同行呢
？And they would seem mockingly to say, "How could one even walk with the Lord?"
但是我们感谢赞美主。
But we praise the Lord.
在这里我们看见不是与主同行。
Here we see not one that walking with the Lord.
我们在这里看见主与同行。
But we see the Lord walking with us.
是主与他们同行，不是他们与主同行。
We see the Lord walking with them and not them walking with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等的安慰，何等的鼓励。
Dear brothers and sisters, this brings such joy and encouragement and comfort.
我们会忘记主。
We will forget the Lord.
主不会忘记我。
But the Lord will not forget us.
我们会离开主。
We will depart from the Lord.
主不会离开我。
But the Lord will not depart from us.
这就是他的爱。
This is his love.
我们看见主的爱就是那样的奇妙。
We see the amazingness of God's Christ's love.
这是何等的安慰和鼓励。
So this brings great encouragement and comfort to us.
弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
这是何等的提醒和警惕。
This becomes a warning and a caution for each of us.
当我们离开天父的时候。
As we leave the Heavenly Father.
当我们离开主的时候。
As we leave the Lord.
我们根本不愿意他再来。
And seemingly we are uninterested and unwilling him to have a part in our life.
我们就是不要他的干涉，所以我们才离开他。
And we don't want him to be involved in our life, and so we leave him.
但是感谢主，我们看见他的爱 却是那个与我们同行的爱。
But praise the Lord that we see His kind of love is a love that walks with us.
甚至我们的主耶稣跟我们走一条与信仰背道而驰的道路。
To the point of seemingly the Lord will walk with us on a road that seems to be diametrically opposed to the faith.
弟兄姊妹，让我们记得这件事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, may we remember this fact.
虽然很多时候我们不喜欢软弱。
Although oftentimes we do not like weakness.
但是我们在软弱的里面。
But indeed, it is in the midst of weakness.
主的爱。
That Jesus' love.
他一直是与我们在一起。
Is always with us.
他让我们在灰心中能够回转。
And in a sense and in a spirit of discouragement, he causes us to turn around.
让我们在愁苦的里面可以起来。
And in bitterness, he allows us to stand.
让我们在软弱的当中能够刚强。
And in weakness, he makes us strong.
请我们回到路加福音二十四章。
And so let us return to Luke the 24th chapter.
虽然这段圣经相当的长。
Although this chapter is a very long chapter.
但是我们知道，在主耶稣基督复活以后，曾经有十次向许多人显现。
Yeah, we know that in the gospel it records to us 10 appearances of the Lord Jesus after his resurrection.
今天我们刚才所读的这段圣经是最生动也是最详细的一段的。
And in that midst of those 10, this one that we read today was the most moving and the most detailed.
在这里告诉我们说。两个门徒从耶路撒冷要到以马忤斯。
Here we see two disciples on the road to Emmaus.
从耶路撒冷到以马忤斯，这里告诉我们说二十五里，这是我们在1908年翻译这本圣经的时候是用华里来计算。如果用英里的话，差不多六迈半到七迈这样的一个距离。
And it tells us here that Emmaus was a 7 or 6.5 mile distance from Jerusalem.
在这七迈的这个空间和走七迈的时间里面。我们看见发生一个很奇妙的事情。
And in the midst of traveling these 7 miles in that time framework, we see an amazing thing transpire.
刚才我们已经把这一段圣经读过去。
We just read this passage.
这两个人离开耶路撒冷。
These two people leaving Jerusalem.
他们两个人在谈话。
And they were talking together as they walked.
他们谈论刚刚在耶路撒冷发生的事情。
Recounting the things that had just recently transpired in Jerusalem.
不知不觉。有第三者参与在他们的行列。
And seemingly, it seemed that a third person joined into that company.
这个第三者就是主耶稣。
And it tells us here that that third person was Jesus Christ.
但是他们两个人没有发现，不认识他。
But yet we see these two people unable to recognize him.
刚才孙弟兄提醒我们说，因为他们两个人眼睛迷糊。
And Windsor just reminded us that these two people, their eyes were blinded.
就开始他们有一些对话。
And there began between them a dialogue.
后来整整六迈半、七迈的路程，他们一直在谈论一些事情。
And in the midst of those 6.5, 7 miles, they began to discuss certain events.
到了以马忤斯。
When they arrived at Emmaus,
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible recounts for us that it seemed that Jesus had another direction or wanted to walk further.
这两个人看见耶稣要往前走，把他留下。
And so these two people retained or tried to deter Jesus from going.
我读到这里，我心里很感动。
And here, when I read to my part, was greatly moved.
神对我们。在这样一个大爱的里面，给我们看见他对我们的尊重。
And we see that in the midst of that great love of the Lord Jesus, He manifests a respect for us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们向人传福音的时候
，When we share the gospels with people, brothers,
不管你的负担多迫切
，Regardless of the heaviness of your own burden,
让我们学习主耶稣基督的那个爱。
Let us learn the love that Jesus manifested.
他尊重我们每一个人
，He respected us individually.
从来不强人所难
，and never would we see Jesus as forcing somebody to choose something.
对没有信主的人是如此
，toward a non-Christian it is this way.
对一个基督徒也是一样
，and yet in the very real way toward a Christian it is the same.
弟兄姊妹，他盼望我们爱他。
Dear brothers and sisters, it is his desire that we love him.
但是他从来不强迫我们爱。
Yet he never forces us to love him.
我们有爱的经验的人，我们都知道这个真理。
We have those of us that have experienced love have this kind of feelings and experiences.
我们知道一男一女之间的爱。
We know the love between a male and a female.
勉强不来的。
We know that it cannot be forced.
我们在社会上看见许多的悲剧，看见许多的社会新闻。
In society, we see very sad and distressing news.
很 多时候我们发现那个爱是单方面的爱。
We see that love is only from one direction.
但是神对我们的爱永远是等候我们主动自发的来爱他。
And yet we see that God's love, Jesus' love for us, is always waiting for us to respond to His love.
除非我们要接受他。
Only unless we are willing to receive
him. 除非我们要留住他。
Only if we want to hold him and to retain him.
我们看见这两个人，他们留住他。
And so we see these two disciples retaining Jesus.
二十九节讲了一句非常动人的一句话。
And then verse 29 stirs our hearts as we read it.
时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你与我们住下吧。
Said it's already nearly evening and the day is almost over. Please stay with us.
我相信这句话。就是我们诗歌第六十一首的诗歌，那首诗歌的一个背景。
I'm sure that this whole background is the background of the hymn 61 that we sing.
夕阳西下，求主与我们住下吧。
That the sun has already gone down, may the Lord stay with us.
我不晓得这句话大家的领受怎么样。
I don't know as you think about this what your own inner feelings are.
我觉得从两方面可以来思想。第一方面，我们可以从人类历史的这个角度来看。
From two areas. First of all, from human history.
我们看见今天实在是一个夕阳西下的时候。
And we see in this time and age, this age and time, a time where the sun is setting.
我们看见主耶稣基督再来的日子已经近了。
And we see that the return of Jesus Christ is soon.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在主的面前看见这件事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, may we see this.
日头这个时候晚了，日头已经平息了。
That the sun is almost setting.
让我们让主耶稣与我们同住。
May that we ask the Lord to live with us.
从个人来讲。
And then individually.
我们没有办法掌握我们的生命。
We know that we cannot control and manipulate our lives.
很多人的生命现在也是到了日落西沉的时候。
And many of us live a life that is seemingly at a sunset period.
然后他们就把耶稣留住了。
And so we see that they retained Jesus.
他们吃饭的时候。
And as they were eating,
耶稣擘开饼来。
Jesus broke the bread.
他们眼睛就开了。
And their eyes were suddenly opened.
突然耶稣就不见。
And suddenly,Jesus also disappeared.
耶稣告在这圣经告诉我们说，他们两个人马上起来，虽然已经太阳平息了，已经天黑了，他们马上启程回到耶路撒冷去。
And the Bible tells us here that even though it was already evening, that these people, as soon as their eyes were open, stood up and went back to Jerusalem.
我们看见这个人整个改变过来。
And we see a transformation in these people.
今天我们需要的。是这两个门徒的经历。
And what we need today, I believe, is the experience of these two disciples.
主在他们身上做了两件事情。
Jesus did two things in these two disciples.
我们看三十二节。
In verse 31,
三十二节，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热吗？
Said they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us?On the road and open the scriptures to us.
第一个，我们看到神在他身上做的一件事情是给他一个火热的心。
And we see, first of all, what Jesus did was to make their hearts burn.
再看三十一节。
And then verse 31.
他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见，主在他们身上做的第二件事情，给他们一个明亮的眼。
Secondly, in verse 31, their eyes were opened and they recognized Jesus. So secondly, we see that Jesus gave them eyes that were able to perceive.
求主今天把这两件事情放在我们的当中。
May God give each of us or put that these two things in our midst.
是一个火热的心。
First, a warm heart.
第二个明亮的眼。
Secondly, open eyes.
让我们看见这两件事情今天在我们的当中是何等迫切的需要。
And let us see the desperate need that we are in for these two things today.
启示录第三章告诉我们描写老底嘉教会的情形。
In Revelation chapter 3, it recounts for us the church of Laodicea.
那个老底嘉教会让我们看见就是提到好像今天在末世的时候的教会的情况。
And it speaks of that church as being in the end times.
主耶稣说老底嘉的教会是不冷也不热。
Speaks of the church in Laodicea being neither warm nor cold.
在这个教会里面我们看见一个冷淡的一个光景。
We see in the midst of this church a spirit of coldness.
我们今天需要看见主的热在教会里面起来。
And so we need to see today the warmth of Jesus Christ transformed within the church.
上一次我在这里跟弟兄姊妹一起分享我心里面的负 但我深深地感觉到今天教会需要有复兴的火临到我们。
Recently, I shared with you my eager desire and my burn to see revival fire burn in the midst of the church.
弟兄姐妹，我们都知道外面的热闹不是真的热闹。
We know that the excitement outside of the church is not really true excitement.
今天早上我来的时候，从我家一出来，看见我们家那个地方交通非常的拥挤。
As I was coming to church today, around my house there, the traffic was very congested.
原来今天早上在 Lincoln Lab, 在这个 Hanscom Field 那里有这个美国空军的特技表演。
And evidently there was going to be some acrobatic shows in the Hanscom Air Force Base.
那么他们说今天大概有200,000人会拥挤在我们家对面的那一个 Hanscom Field.
They said that there would be 200,000 people squeezed into that Air Force Base.
当我在那里走的时候
，And as I was driving past, them,
我就有一个感觉。
Suddenly, a feeling came over me.
我说主啊，哪一天到教会也是这样看见车子排长龙去聚会。
Said, wouldn't that be the day as I was going to church that I would see such a long line of people waiting to go to church?
后来我就问我自己，我说到底我们教会和今天 Hanscom Field 有什么不同
？And so I asked myself, what was the difference between our church today and that of Hanscom Field?
后来我今天早上我就想到一个故事。
And so I thought of a story in relationship to that.
有一个牧师，他非常的努力在教会做工。
There was a pastor that was very diligent and eager in his work in the church.
怎么做工就比不上对面的电影院的人数来得多。
And yet, no matter how diligent he were, he wasn't able to surpass the business of the theater across the street.
所以有一天他在路上碰到这个电影院的老板。
And so one day he ran into the theater owner.
他说：“嘿，哎，老张，我们是邻居。”
And he said, "We're neighbors."
那么有一样事情我想请教你。
There's one thing that I want to ask you.
我看我忙得要死，我们教会啊总是坐不满人。
And I see that in my busyness, we're unable to fill up the church.
但是我看你好像都没有做什么，好像常常客满。
And yet you don't seem to do anything, and yet your theater is always filled.
给我一点秘诀，让我知道怎么样也能够让我们教会吸引更多的人来。
Could you perhaps give me a secret on how to attract more people to the church?
这个老板笑了一笑，他说：“你真的要知道答案吗？”
And the theater owner, smiling a smile, said, "Do you really want to know the answer?"
他说：“你要告诉我。”
You have to tell me.
他说：“很简单。”
The theater owner said, "It's very easy."
他说：“我们在这个戏院里面。”
I said, "In the theater there."
他说：“我们都是假的，当真的来演。”
We always make what is false to appear as real.
你知道这些演员都可以得。这个金像奖。
We know that all these actors and actresses can receive the Emmy Award.
因为他们演得非常非常的真。
Because their acting is very real.
明明不是他，但是他能够赚得许多人的眼泪。
Although it's not really themselves, but they're able to obtain the tears of many people.
他说让我大胆地批评一下你们教会。
And the theater owner said, "Let me boldly criticize your church."
我们是假的，当真的演。
That we are the false portraying the real.
你们是真的当假的在行。
But you are the real portrayed in the false.
你们真的当假的来活。
That in the realness of your faith, you're portraying it as lies and living it out as lies.
我今天早上在这里提到的火热，不是只说那个外表的热闹说。
Dear brothers and sisters, the burning and the fire that I speak of today is not that outside of the church.
今天我要说的这些热，乃是真正我们从灵里面能够热起来。
Rather the warmth and the burning that comes from within our hearts and from within our spirits.
当然，我们觉得外面的热也有热的，也有外面热的好处。
Of course, we know that excitement outside has its benefits.
但是虽然有的时候是五分钟的热，但是那也是一种热。
And even though that excitement lasts only for 5 minutes, yet that's an excitement.
我们一个持久的热。
But may the Lord grant us an enduring excitement.
我们在这里看见这两个门徒，他们的热是怎么来的
？But then we ask ourselves, how did this burning within these two disciples?
32节，他们自己做见证说。
32, their own testimony tells us.
他说他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣。
Says while he talked to us on the road and opened the scriptures to us, was it not then that our hearts burned within us?
弟兄姊妹，他们的火热是从圣经里面来的。
Dear brothers and sisters, that burning within them came from the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道有很多方法可以使我们火热。
We know that there are many things that can cause us hearts to be excited and to burn.
但是在今天早上的这段圣经里面，我们看见我们真正的热，或者以马忤斯这两个门徒的热，是从主的话来。
But we see that in these two disciples, Cleopas and the other disciple, their hurt and their burning within them came from the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，我心里面有一个很深的一个担忧。
Dear brothers and sisters, there's a great hesitation within my own heart.
如果我们今天的信仰不是建立在圣经上面
，that if our faith today is not grounded and built on God's word，
我们知道今天有很多的人建立信仰在不同的根基上。
We know that many people build their faith on many different structures today.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹。感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。